The building of the Mariupol Local History Museum is remarkable not only because the institution is a scientific and local history center for the study and preservation of the history of the region. The building itself has its interesting history. It was probably built according to the design of the city architect Victor Nielsen during the First World War. Its purpose was to accommodate the Learning and Crafts House for disabled soldiers who were injured in the war. Here they could live and learn various specialties that helped them move into a peaceful life. However, due to the lack of funding, the Home for Disabled Soldiers was closed, and the building was used at various times by various organizations and institutions. Only in 1920, a museum appeared here, first in several rooms, then turning into a full-fledged historical and scientific institution for the study of the nature and history of Mariupol, as well as of the whole Azov region. Today the building has changed its appearance, hiding the brickwork under the wall decoration. It has lost the balcony at the main entrance and the arched passage to the inner courtyard. However, instead of it, the museum acquired its honorary custodian's old stone idols.